obviously disappointed with the result. I think that in normal circumstances, I would be very critical of the goals that we conceded. I didn't work hard enough for the goals. They were a little cheap. But, you know, I think the players are above criticism today. And I think there are periods in the game where they did very well. Without a shadow of a doubt, the game changer was the second goal. The first 20 minutes they owned, I think we looked a little bit nervous. Needless free kick, great strike for the free kick. Once we settled down, we caused problems with Alex Adai. Dan Bennett was unfortunate not to score. And probably in that moment, we needed to get the goal. But 1-0 at half-time wouldn't have been the worst result in the world. I think we could have really worked off that. It was a real blow when they scored the goal late in the second half. And probably from then on, it was going to be a mountain to climb.
It wasn't a 5-0 game, was it?
No, not at all. I don't think so. Thanks for saying that. I mean, I don't think it was. Trying to convince the players of that at the moment is a little difficult. Yeah. But I've said to them that we're all disappointed now. But once the dust settles down, you should look back and be immensely proud of what you've achieved. You know, this is Merson. There's 2,000 people. I've got friends in Spain watching this game. There's a national audience watching this game. They wanted to win. We wanted to win. Obviously, everybody was a Merton supporter today, didn't they, to pull off the cup upset. But, you know, I believe as a manager there's two sides on the pitch. And whilst it's disappointing that at times we didn't take our chances, at times we made mistakes, all credit to Oxford. They were very professional. They were very clinical. And they took their chances.
And as a club, they gave you the gate today, or their half of it. How much did that mean to you as a manager and as a club?
We gave them the goals. They gave us the gate. Yes, everybody's happy. Really good people, really classy people. What a fantastic gesture by the directors of Oxford United.
How much is it worth, do you know, that gesture?
Do you know what? I think the directors are too scared to tell me because I want it all for the team. They keep telling me, oh, hey, we've got to develop the ground, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. The gate, there's 2,000 people in here today. I don't know, the gate would probably only be around £20,000, I would have thought. Obviously, you've got the the television money, the sponsorship money. And we must all remember that. You know, today is also for the people in the football club, the John Devlins, the Richard Baxters, the Martin Burrs have been around here for years and years and years and built the club from when it was like outside in the wreck. You know, it's a little surreal, and as disappointed as I am, here I am, like on BT Sports and talking to the national press. This is Merston, for goodness sake.
Well, what do you want your players to take from today in terms of the league and the ambitions of the club? Perhaps Conference South, you've talked about, in a season or two?
Well, I think first of all, the fact that we've managed to stage the game here and we've got this far, and from the financial rewards, we need to really develop the club and start challenging and turn it into the National South Football Club. And I think today in these games, it's always a great experience for them. There's a lot of young players in there. Some players froze a little bit. I'm not going to mention them. I think it would be unfair. And, you know, it's OK. It's fine. But you make mistakes in Ryman League football, you know, you can get away with them. You make mistakes in when you play teams like Oxford, they will punish you. And I think that if you look back at half-time, is a good example. The game is 2-0. They've got the late goal. I think if Mike and his team are honest, they would be really delighted to come in at 2-0 and probably a little bit fortunate to come in at 2-0. If the game was 1-1, at half-time, I don't think anybody could have really complained. But, as I say, the higher you go, the more clinical the opponents are. And I think it's only fair to congratulate Oxford on a really professional job from them as well.